Pershus, Marina, Verbena, Reb Weinberg, Early Eli, Nishmas, Reb Kleinimus, Kamen, Ben, Rabbeinu Eli Melech. Makas, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad Ha'edim Nasim Zoymimin. Tesiantif brings Lefi the Gemara. We just ended Maseches Sanhedrin, talking about specific cases where Edim Zoymimin do not get exactly what they were trying to give somebody else because it was impossible. So here is almost like a continuation of that. Ketzad Edim Nasim Zoymimin. How do Edim become Edim Zoymimin in a case where you can't give him exactly what other Edim Zoymin would get? Edim Zoymin, like we said, are Edim that lied, and other Edim came and proved that the Edim themselves were liars, and that the Edim were with them that time, so on and so forth. The Edim that were liars, the Edim Zoymin, get exactly what they're trying to give those that they testified on. How do we make Edim Zoymin, for the specific cases the Mishnah is now going to bring, when you can't give them exactly what they're supposed to get? There's no Din Hazama, like the Rav says. How do you make them Edim Zoymin? Meidin Anubish Plonishu Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. If they testified on a specific person that he's the son of a Grusho or son of a Chalutza, they were testifying that so and such person, who's a Kohen, they're testifying that he's not a Kohen. They're trying to passel him from Kohuna by saying that he's the son of a Grusho or a son of a Chalutza. But if his parents were divorced or there was Chalitza done to get out of Yibum, the child is not a Kohen, and they're testifying that this person is passel a Kohuna. The Mishnah says, "Ein omnim ye also ze ben grusho ben chalutza tachtov." We don't say that the eight zomim that tried to do this, that he now becomes a ben grusho or ben chalutza. This is obviously talking about a case where the eight zomim is a kohen. We don't passel him because, like the Rab brings, the Torah says, "Vasisim lo kasher zomim." Lo, the drasha is velo lazaro. You do to him, but not him and all of his children. The ramifications are only to him, not to his children, the eight zomim's children. So what do you do? Eloike arbaim. In this case, he gets malchus, he gets lashes. And this is learnt out from Pasuk and Parshas Kiseitze, like the Gemara brings, Vitzdiku es hatzadik, vihirshiu es harasha, vihaya im bin hakos harasha, like the Rab brings, that there, the case actually was talking about Mammonus, but there it says you get malchus to the Rasha, the one that was wrong. And the Gemara darshins, it's not possible, you don't give malchus when a person's wrong in litigation with Mammonus, you don't just give a person malchus. Obviously, it's not talking about that, it's talking about a case. It's talking about a case specifically of Edim Zoymimin. We were talking about a case where the people were tzaddikim, there was nothing wrong with them, and came along other people and tried to make these tzaddikim into Rishayim, these lying Edim, trying to make them, those innocent people, regular people, into Rishayim. And came along another set of Edim, Vitzdikwes Atzadik. They returned the person to his innocence, Vitzdikwes Atzadik, by proving by proving that the liars, the Edim Zoymin, were Rishoyim. And there, the Torah says, V'haya im bin hikas harasha, you give Malchus to the Rishoyim. That's the drasha. Mishnah continues, Me'idin anu b'ish ploinishu chayv liglois. Or a case where the Edim Zoymin tried to give testimony, the person is chayv golus, by killing someone b'shogeg. Ein omrim yigla zetach, though we don't say the Edim Zoymin now goes to an ir miklat. And this is because the Rab brings the pasuk. It says, Hu yanus. A person that kills b'shogeg, he goes, Hu v'loy zaymim of the drasha is him and not Edim Zoymin. So this is based off of a drasha. He doesn't go to an ir miklat. Ela loke arbayim. He gets malchus instead. Or meidin anubish plonish geirash es ishtoy v'loy nason lo ksuvasa. Person gives testimony that a person divorced his wife and did not give her a ksuva. So he's trying to make the guy give her a ksuva. V'aloy beinayim uvein lamacher sofelitein lo ksuvasa. But the Mishnah is asking, but at the end of the day, it's not Vadai, but there's a good chance that whether it's today or tomorrow, he's going to end up giving her a ksuba. If he dies, the ksuba goes to her. He doesn't give it, but his children give it. If he divorces her, he also gives her a ksuba. So he's not really making necessarily the guy lose out. Rather, the Mishnah says, so you can't do kasher zomam lasas la'achiv. What do you do? Oimdim kama adam rotsin litein ksuva sashal zu, shim nis'alma o nis'garsha, v'mesa yureshen abala. We make an estimation. We evaluate how much a person would give for such a ksuva that if she would become an almana, where the husband would die or the husband would divorce her, she would get the ksuva. So that's the positive part of the investment. And if she dies, he inherits the ksuva. In other words, how much would a person pay to get her rights, to stand in her place regarding a ksuva? How much would you pay to be in her position where, let's say the ksuva was $200. It's 200 mana. Let's say it's $200. How much would you pay for the right to this $200? And when would you get that $200? If the husband dies or divorces her. So on one side, that could happen. On the other side, if she dies before him, then you get nothing. You also don't get it right away, usually, the manav shach. And that amount, you would pay to the guy that you try to make lose. The question Rashi asks on this, Rashi has a different mahalach, because you're supposed to pay what you're going to make him lose. You're not focusing on what you're going to make him lose. The way you're estimating it here, the way the Rab brings and other Rishonim, is that you're focusing on what she would lose, because you're estimating from her eyes, from her monetary reference point. Rashi has a different mahalach, but we're just going to go with what the Rab says. And the last case, Midin Anubish Plonishu Chayv L'Chaver Elav Zuz, Amanas Litnon Lo Mikan V'at Shloshim Yom. We're testifying by such and such person that he's chayv to his friend 1,000 zuz on condition that he has to give him back in 30 days from now. Vu Omer, and the actual litigant, says, Mikan V'at Eser Shonim. What do you mean 30 days? I have 10 years to give this back. And then we find that the guy's Rezoimimin. They're trying to make him give back the money much earlier. Omdin Kama Odom Rotze Liten V'yu B'yado Elav Zuz. How much would a person pay that he should have in his hands this $1,000 for 10 years minus 30 days? So having it in his hands a lot longer. To have it in his hands from now until 30 days versus now until 10 years. And that's how much you give him. We never look at it this way because that's ribbis. Paying somebody for the ability to use money and not pay it back is pretty much interest. So here, the Beis Yosef says it's not a problem because there's still a value to him having the money, because him having the money, he can lend it to Goyim on interest. So you're making him lose that ability to lend it to Goyim on interest. And therefore, when you're doing that, and we find out that they're Eidim Zoymin, we make them pay that amount.